from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. This is America's Heroes Group radio show, which has transcended race, creed, and color through engaging, connecting, empowering, and transforming veterans, armed forces, and their family members by being the hub to veterans affairs, information, resources, and referrals. It's brought to you by America's Heroes Group, proudly sponsored by attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis & Fairman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll-free number, 888-837-3275. The office is 312-781-1977. Also, America's Heroes Group, She Serves, She Matters partner and sponsor, National Women's Veterans United. National Women's Veteran United is located at 8620 South Pulaski, at the lower level, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. The office is 872-731-2150. Website, www.nwvu.org. And America's Heroes Group, proudly sponsored by Pearl's Down Home Cooking and Buffet. And I mean, it's great. 3901 South Michigan, Chicago, Illinois. Phone number, 877-275-5852. We have a lot to talk about today. In our studio, we'll introduce him in just a moment, but we have our executive producer, Glenda Smith. And normally, we would have our digital media producer, Manny Corazzari. He lost his father yesterday, so death in the family. And, of course, Manny's not here because of that, and we wish all of our blessings. And also, let me add, I went this morning to Ezra McCann's mom's passing away, her funeral. Ezra, as you know, good friend of ours, Marine veteran, and, of course, a super fireman who got 5,000 firemen hired. So bless both of those families. We are pleased to have in our studio Jason Florin, America's Heroes Group Roundtable Community College Outreach is what we are talking about. And Mr. Florin is Human Services College of DuPage. And this discussion is about something very interesting, college veteran counseling certification programs. First, let us welcome him here in the studio. How are you, sir?
Yes, indeed. Thank you. I'm very good and pleased to be here. I appreciate the opportunity, Cliff.
This is just great. Jason has nearly 20 years of experience working with mental health and substance abuse treatment. He is currently Associate Professor, Coordinator of Human Services at the College of DuPage. He holds 2 master's degrees, one in counseling and one in health science, from Governor State University, in addition to national and state certifications in addictions counseling. You've got a job.
It's a wonderful job, though. We have wonderful people at the school, and you know, we have an opportunity to create programs like the one we're going to talk about today, where we can make a difference for people in the community. In this case, we were able to develop a program specifically for working with veterans and helping educate people, students, members of the community, about some of the issues that veterans are facing. And we've been very fortunate to get that off the ground. We had a federal grant about 10 years ago to get that going, and we got great support from Tammy Duckworth, of course, now Senator Duckworth. At the time, she was the head of the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs, so she gave great support to help get this program launched, and now it's up and running.
That's great. She's great. Before you tell us about the program, Jason, would you tell us about just the new program, just what you do and how things have been going?
Yeah, so I'm a full-time professor at the college, and our program is called Human Services. And so that's for people who are interested in a whole broad range of different community programs, working with people who have substance abuse, addiction problems, mental health issues, domestic violence, working with older adults, and then also working with veterans. And that's one of our newer programs is this Veterans Counseling Certificate. And that's the one that I think really is unique in a lot of ways. We looked at programs across the country, and it was very difficult to find anything that really met the same criteria, that had the same curriculum and had the unique opportunity we're offering, where people can actually take most of the classes online.
That's great. You can take the classes online. That's beautiful. So the programs you've had going, for some, how long have they been going before the new one came in?
So the college started this program, Human Services, in 1971.
Oh, wow.
We're actually one of the older programs at College of DuPage, which is over 50 years old now, and is one of the largest community colleges in the entire Midwest, based in Glen Ellen. And we are, like I mentioned, a very unique program in that we offer all these different kinds of certifications for working with special populations.
That's great. Let me also add the call-in number if you have a question for our guest, 312-374-8130, 312-374-8130. Okay, so tell us about this this program of Veterans Counseling. This is a veterans show, but you've done so much other than that. That's why I want to talk about some of the other issues. But tell us about the DuPage Veterans Counseling Certificate and program.
So we're always looking at needs in the community, and veterans were one that we really weren't addressing specifically. And so we developed this program for people who want more knowledge, more skills, to understand what veterans who are coming home, who have served our country wonderfully, but in many cases may need to be served now in different ways. So whether it's social workers at a hospital, whether it's counselors at your local school, whether you're just working in different community agencies in different social service settings, you're probably going to come across veterans. And this program will help educate you about some of their needs, some of their issues around reintegration, and try to develop more resources so that this population can be served better whenever we encounter them.
How did you determine, Jason, that you needed to do this?
We're just seeing so many students as well as so many members of the community who are returning veterans. Of course, you still have a huge number of veterans from Vietnam and that era. And we're also now, of course, getting a large number of veterans from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. And those people have various needs, and we believe there's a gap there that we can help fill.
Do many of them need this help and don't realize it? And through you and others, you determine, well, we need to do something for these people, which is maybe how this program came about.
Yeah, I think that is definitely an issue. There's so much stigma for people around seeking help. You know, if it's seen as a weakness maybe for mental health, or even just reaching out and asking for help. You know, people who are in positions of tremendous strength and who are obviously very strong people. So how can we connect them with different services? And DuPage has an excellent veteran student services department, and so we've also worked with them at trying to help identify different needs in the community. So, you know, what are the resources available? The vet centers, obviously the VA is there, the Veterans Assistance Commission, which provides all kinds of different support for people, whether they need referrals, whether they need financial assistance, even on a kind of a bridge to their next paycheck. Those kind of resources are there. So how can we
That's
help
great.
With that?
That's great. Now, do you identify people who may not even understand, Jason, that they may need the help?
Yeah, so
Does
what,
that
we,
happen?
What we see a lot of times, and what we try to even help some of the educate some of the other instructors and members of the college community is that they may have veterans in their classroom and try to be aware of some of the issues that they're seeing. So that, you know, you may have somebody in your classroom who seems like they're not focused all the time, or maybe even seems like they're uncomfortable. Well, if you're a professor and you're not familiar with that, we can help educate you and understand what the person might be experiencing. And then we can also, with our own students, try to train them so that when they're in the community, they're understanding of some of these issues, rather than maybe judging somebody, but they're actually able to understand what's going on, able to talk to somebody, and maybe able to refer them for additional services if needed.
Would they, that's excellent. Would they realize that they are veterans in the class? In other words, if they are veterans in the class, do the professors know who they are?
Sometimes they will identify that, and sometimes the professors won't know that. But
because the student didn't have to say, I'm a veteran.
Certainly they don't, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Certainly they don't. So a person may identify that on their own, but it could be something that you're seeing.
Would there be a reason to?
Not necessarily.
That's what I was wondering.
Not necessarily, unless it was something you wanted to talk about. But I think a lot of people probably don't brag about it or don't talk about it.
They may not even think about it. That's what I was saying. Maybe this is a good idea in your experience. When you are signing up as a student, you know, and for admissions or whatever, or signing up for, maybe it should be, are you a veteran? You know, a question. Is that it?
It's an interesting thought because, you know, we're seeing on campuses more awareness about mental health, more awareness about various student issues and trying to meet and accommodate those needs, you know, just like we have been doing in the community, but within our own community on the college campus, we also need to take a look at those things and how we're meeting people's needs. So I certainly think that's a reasonable suggestion to talk about.
Yeah, I'd like to see that because hopefully people would think that's a positive thing. You know what I mean? Are you a veteran? You know, I obviously being a veteran, right. I would say, yeah, that's a positive thing. Yes, I'm a veteran. I'm proud of it. But there may be people who would not like to say that. But I just think it would be a good idea if the professors knew it.
I think it could. And and again, if there's anything you can do in that situation to assist the person or just take some of the stress and anxiety that may come with reintegrating into the classroom off of that person, then why not do it if it's going to help them?
Exactly. And maybe leading them to asking you and somebody for some additional assistance.
Right. We don't want to lose people because, you know, we're missing those kinds of issues or we're not giving the person the little bit of extra assistance they might need.
Yeah. Jason Florin giving us some great information here. What else do we need to know about the College of DuPage Veterans Consulate Certificate?
So one of the great things about the program, as I mentioned, is that you can take all of the core classes online. And so even if people are outside of the College of DuPage district, they can still take those classes for the same lower in-district cost by taking them online. And so we encourage people to check out one of the classes and see if it's a good fit. Mm-hmm. And they can certainly go to the COD website, cod.edu, and they can look for the veterans program. They can look for different classes and get that information. It might be something that is a really good fit for people. If they just want to take one class, they'll still get some great information. If they want to go ahead and finish that whole certificate, they're going to graduate. They're going to have a certificate, and they're going to have some really wonderful training that comes with that.
You've got all these other great things, too. This is just a great program. You've got, as you mentioned, you're eligible for financial aid if that's needed.
That's right.
Yeah, opportunities for people to complete core classes online that you just mentioned. I just think it's just a great thing. How many people are taking advantage of this great program, Jason?
So at this point, I would say we have between 15 and 20 students who are in the program, and of course, we're looking to grow that even more.
Sure.
And we've really been branching out, developing connections with some of the local agencies, the vet centers, the Veterans Assistance Commissions. There's a wonderful organization out in Wheaton in the suburbs called the Midwest Shelter for Homeless Veterans, which was founded by Doc Adams, who's a veteran. And that's an absolutely fantastic program. And they accept our students for internships, and some of them have been able to stay on and work for the organization once they complete those internships. And that's really the goal on our end, is to help our students transition into professional working in the field.
Tell us again about the homeless veterans.
So it's called the Midwest Shelter for Homeless Veterans. Mm-hmm. Doc Adams was really the heart and soul of starting that program back in 2007. And they have just tremendous, long-term transitional services for homeless veterans to get them back on their feet.
That's a great program.
It really is.
And, you know, the thing, and this is why one of the major reasons we do this show, Jason, is to get out information. Just 3 days ago, I'm still seeing people living under viaducts.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd be willing to bet the majority of them are veterans.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is that a lot of them certainly aren't listening. They aren't able to listen to our show and know what College of DuPage is doing. how do you reach out to people as much as you can?
So some of the organizations,
like this, of course, but yeah.
Yeah, some of the organizations, even like Midwest Shelter for Homeless Veterans, they're actually out on the street, and they're actually
out there
counting who's there, and they're making sure where everybody is and trying to provide resources wherever possible.
They're out there. That's good. That's great. That means a lot. So internships, tell us about that for local for local veterans. How do they get internships?
Sure. So what we do, if you come through our program, really one of the capstones that you'll do is we actually help place you in an agency that's working with veterans and getting a chance to really, you know, get your feet on the ground and get in there doing the work with different veterans and different issues before you even can complete the certificate. And that, again, is a great chance to get the experience, apply the knowledge that you've been getting in the classroom, but then also be really making a difference in the community and getting a chance to further your career that way.
And then after that, after you get your certificate, you know, what might you be doing?
So you might be a case manager.
Okay.
You might be somebody who helps with benefits, with various things through the Veterans Assistance Commission or the VA. You might even be on the track to becoming a therapist and doing more of the group counseling or individual kind of therapy that, that some people like to do. So there's a lot of different options, and this is a good chance to kind of start on that path.
Allen Force?
Allen Force is another great organization, and they're out in the community all the time doing all kinds of workshops, doing all kinds of information tables, and working with veterans in different ways, especially trying to get them reintegrated.
How, Jason Florin, do we are able to determine how successful this program is? I mean, you've got years of experience working in mental health and substance abuse treatment and so forth, and but how do we know exactly how things are working? Obviously, they are, because otherwise it wouldn't keep going. But is there any way to determine, Jason, about how good the program is doing? Because we've got a lot of people out here.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think a big piece of it is working with our community partners and seeing those partners strong, the agencies thriving, and you know, really working with as many clients as possible. And I think we can play an important part on our end as far as helping train the people that are going to go work there, supporting them through internships that lead to career opportunities. But you know, there's a strong network, and I think if we see that network growing, that's where we know that we're being successful, because we know the need is there. Like I said, Iraq and Afghanistan, we have tens of thousands of veterans returning from those wars who have served the country honorably and, like I mentioned, in many cases need to be served. So the organizations are there. Can we even continue growing them and helping them to thrive?
That's great. That's a great thing. So if people wanted to really get more information, because there's a lot of things out there. We started off by saying this. You know, we were really blessed with Senator Duckworth being where she was.
Absolutely.
And you know, knowing her background, really, you know, what she's given up, serving. And that was a great timing to have her, bring that about. But Jason Florin, are you satisfied? The College of DuPage, of course, is doing a great job. There's no doubt about that. But is enough being done to reach out so that people know about these programs? That's what we're here for.
You know, I think that's a great point, and I think that's an area we have a long way to go, and a piece of it is, like we talked about stigma just a little bit,
right?
Normalizing these kinds of issues and talking about them and being comfortable using the resources that are out there. So that's a direction I think we do need to make a lot of improvements.
But that's what helps in your training, you know, relative to the mental health thing, because you're absolutely right that a lot of, and you know this, a lot of these people who need help don't want to reach out for it for the stigma they are afraid that are attached there too.
Right.
And that's something you have to overcome first before you can help them, right?
It certainly is. Yep. And one of the things I love when we get, it doesn't always work out, but I love when we get students who are veterans themselves and they're in a position where they're ready to help other veterans mm-hmm. because we know that they can make a connection a lot of times that others might not be able to. Mm-hmm. And so having that group of students, having student veterans in the program and in the field professionally, I think makes a huge difference, and I would love to see even more of that.
I think so. This is a great program, what you're doing at College of DuPage. Give us information how you can be reached.
Absolutely. So I'd love to have an email, and I'd be happy to talk to any of your listeners if they'd like to email me with any questions about this or any of our other programs or any of the things we're involved in. Very easy to reach me. Mm-hmm. My name is Florin, F-L-O-R-I-N, at COD, like College of DuPage, dot E-D-U. And they can send me an email anytime. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions.
That is an easy one. Florin, F-L-O-R-I-N, at COD, that's College of DuPage, dot E-D-U.
That's it.
Education. Well, you've given us some great information. I know that because this is something that is certainly needed. And I'm just thank you personally because I do know people who are of need. And, in fact, I'm going to call if they have – hopefully they're listening. But I've got the information if they have, and it's been a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, thank you very much. And, again, if people want to email Florin at cod.edu, they could also certainly call me, 630-942-2043. And I appreciate you bringing all this up today. So 630-942-2043.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cliff.
Pleasure. Pleasure. Stay with us. That's great information. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON, America's Heroes Group. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the Americans Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlements. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services.
We're located at 7907 South Racine in Chicago, Illinois.
And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hey, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.